Dear participants, welcome to the University of Isfahan English Proficiency Test. We are delighted to have you here for the 127th UIEPT. Today, on the 16th of October, you'll be taking part in an evaluation of your English proficiency across various areas.
For more information about the exam, including the test format and archive, we encourage you to visit our official website. Additionally, we invite you to join our IATA channel where you can stay updated with useful tips and important announcements about UIPT. Throughout the test, pay close attention to the instructions and respond carefully. On behalf of you, IEPT team, we extend our sincere wishes for your success. Now we may begin Section A of Listening Test. Listen to a series of short conversations and answer questions 1 to 10.
Number 1.
Excuse me, is this where Professor Lin's office is?
No. She moved to the new building, across the street last semester.
What does the man say about Professor Lin? Number 2.
Do you mind if I borrow your dictionary for a moment?
Go ahead. I'm not using it right now.
What does the woman tell the man? Number 3.
Did you manage to finish the science project on time?
Honestly, I couldn't figure it out. It was far too complicated.
What does the man mean? Number 4.
Your sister is baking again. The kitchen must be a disaster.
Not this time. She cleaned everything up right after she finished.
What does the woman say about her sister? Number 5.
You seem to know a lot about gardening.
I learned from my grandmother. She worked as a landscaper for years.
How did the man learn about gardening? Number 6.
Did you understand the professor's explanation about the new grading system?
Honestly, I couldn't say it wasn't unclear. It left me with more questions than answers.
What does the man mean about the professor's explanation? Number 7.
Emma seems to enjoy art.
Not every kind. She's only interested in modern painting.
What does the woman imply about Emma? Number 8.
How did you do on the chemistry quiz?
Not too well. I left a couple of problems blank.
What does the man say? Number 9.
This jar is sealed too tightly. I can't get it open.
Run it under warm water for a minute. That usually helps.
What does the woman suggest? Number 10.
That old chair must have cost you a fortune.
Not at all. I found it at a yard sale for just a few dollars.
What does the man say about the chair?
Section B. Listen to a lecture to answer questions 11 to 15.
Listen to part of a lecture in an astronomy class.
Today we'll focus on the relationship between the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun, particularly how that relationship produces phases of the Moon and eclipses. First, remember that the Moon does not generate its own light. What we see is sunlight reflecting off its surface. As the Moon orbits Earth, the angle between the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun changes. That shifting angle creates the different phases, from the thin crescent to the full Moon. Now, eclipses are a special case. A solar eclipse occurs when the Moon passes directly between the Earth and the Sun, casting a shadow on Earth. A lunar eclipse, on the other hand, happens when Earth itself blocks sunlight from reaching the Moon, giving the Moon a reddish color. You might wonder why we don't see eclipses every month. The reason is that the Moon's orbit is slightly tilted compared to Earth's orbit around the Sun, so the three bodies usually don't line up perfectly. Only when the alignment is just right do we get an eclipse. Astronomers have studied these patterns for centuries. In fact, ancient civilizations could predict eclipses with remarkable accuracy long before modern telescopes or computers existed.
This is the end of the recording.